This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
And this is episode 195 of the Oprah Rose Show. We're here.
It's so exciting every time we get close to 200.
I know. I can't believe it. 400.
Without a nam plan in sight. But we're going to figure it out.
Nary plan in sight.
We're going to do a Beyonce drop and just surprise everybody.
Girls, like,
get your tour money. Get your Beyonce tour money ready.
I'm dead. Forgive me also. I'm exhausted. I'm not even going to front. But we're here. I'm here. So if I yawn.
None of us are queer.
Okay.
Like,
shout out to Pride Month. Shout out to T. She was in Billboard this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Shout out to our one reason why she's tired.
Okay.
And not even. I was like, my God.
Recognizes Billboard's 2021. Indie power players.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
So how does that work? Like, I saw you had a little quote up in there too. So they like hit you, you know, for a statement, which I love the statement too, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, basically you have to be pitched for it. And then
you got a publicist.
Yeah. We have like a company publicist, and then they send you a list of questions, like six different questions. And then from each person that they typically pick, they pick, I guess, like their best response of something.
Okay.
And they make you fill out so many low-key to pick one. But
wow.
It's always good. You know, it's like, you know, people be like, you don't do obviously anything for accolades, because this is also music. It's just a very thankless business. So I would never do anything and be like, oh, well, why X, Y, Z, and da, da, da. And especially when I was a publicist, you know, publicists can't be on those lists. So in my head, it was like over and done with. It was like, it's not happening.
Why can't you because they have
to pitch. Because they pitch, doing it, which sucks, honestly, I think.
Like,
if you have somebody like, you know, vouch for you or something, I don't think that like there's no leg up.
Anything wrong with that? They're doing their job. They too can be a power player.
Exactly. So I think that really sucks, but whatever. And then, I mean, it's just been a very trying week, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I had to be like, you know, you still have to be grateful for the ups and the downs, especially once I get through this week. But she's really a trying week for the doll.
Because y'all are back in the office as well, right?
Yeah. We need to be back. Never thought I'd say that.
Get those niggers back in the office.
It's literally never thought. You know, I wanted to work from home forever. And I think in the structure of like a bigger company, it's fine. But like smaller companies, you got to be back. Like literally every day. I'm like, mind you, it's only been 2 days. I'm like, we needed to come back.
I mean, it's the thing also that's missing. I always it's more like corporate talk, but I always call it like elevator talk, where it's like, you don't get those moments of just being able to walk outside of your office or just walk around the corner and see somebody like, oh, hey, like, where's this thing? Or no pick up the phone, no email. It's like straight to you because you are sitting here.
And especially, you know, when things move so quickly, right? So like in 2 minutes, I think it was something that kept changing. And I'm like, damn, if I was home, it would be like, let me call this person. Shit, I got to call this person. I got to call this person where I can literally be like, yo, no, this is, oh, did you hear the change? Okay, this happened. Da-da-da-da. So, yeah, I don't think we need 5-day work weeks, but I definitely was like, we needed to come back.
No, I think 3 is the sweet spot.
We do 4. Yeah, we do 4. But I guess, and honestly, I think we'll see. And that's like the beauty of, I guess, the silver lining of COVID, though, is that everybody can kind of create these more work-life balances, where, like, you know, I think next week I'm going home to Baltimore and I bought a train for like 4 o'clock. So I was like, I don't need to be here. Like, as long as I get, you know, everything out and do all my meetings in person beforehand, like the rest of the day or whatever, like, I think that stuff is super quiet, you know, of like staying, you know, that like 9 to 5 is, or, you know, 10 to 6.
The music industry working in the office, you don't leave at 5. Like, that wasn't ever a job where you left at 5.
Ever.
You
know, never.
The job where you left at 7, 8, sometimes 9, 10. So exactly. I think the days of that are definitely.
I remember the days where you could take a car home when you left after a certain time.
It was so late. Yeah. Like, I think that, you know what I mean? Like, that's over. Like, not over, obviously, if you have to stay. But like, for me now, it's like the second I'm kind of done and I know it's just phone calls.
Bye.
Chucking up the deuces.
Wow.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm out. And so, and then, like I said, and then what I do like is now I can kind of go back to more boundaries. Now, I've been on the phone all night, but typically after I leave, it's like, okay, well, no, we should have had this conversation in the office where, you know, before you couldn't really have, it was like 8 o'clock and people were just like hitting you about stuff. And like I said, it still happens. But for me now, I know even more so I can set those boundaries of like, you can call me tomorrow at 10:30. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just these Ubers though, child.
Just open.
Hello.
Yeah, Uber is, you know what? They game. They played the long game. They got the taxi business out of the fucking paint just so they could monopolize the pricing of transportation.
It's ridiculous. I'm not here for it. It's ridiculous.
Defund, you know, I'm trying to defund this summer because I just, it has not started. I went to a birthday party on Saturday, had a great time, went to eat. Don't think I was that fucked up. I was in bed all day on Sunday. The entire, my whole day was ruined. Could not move. I spent $400. Don't know. I was like buying everyone drinks. I don't know what I was going through. defund the summer.
Girl, the summer ain't even started and she acting it like it's the middle of July.
Support started. That. I'm on the campaign of defund the summer.
Defund the summer, defund Uber and Lyft.
They're part of the summer because that's how you get around to the next spot.
Yep.
I spent $200 on Uber yesterday.
Stop driving. Fuck it.
I'm sorry.
Literally.
She said she spent $200 on
$200.
Uber. Is there a preference for Uber or Lyft, y'all?
Oh, I go for whatever's cheaper.
I don't have
it
anymore.
I do. I'm like, whatever's cheaper.
Open both and see what's cheaper.
Because I was I get for my Amex, I get credit on Uber. So that's why I don't really use Lyft anymore. There was no like incentive.
And I do mine. I get credit on my American Express, but I still do whatever's cheaper. Like, and I've noticed it's such a, and it'll be like a $30. It said $112 for me to get to work yesterday on Lyft.
What?
$112.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
To those 7 miles?
Hold on. I was tired last night leaving a game, and by accident, I put in where we came from, where we walked. So already, I'm kind of like, why is it 13? Because usually for me to get home, it's like $13. But I'm like, why is the Uber going this way? Realize I put in the wrong address. So I tell them, I'm like, stop, I'm actually going home. I only live 14 minutes from the destination. Like, I walked from Barclays to my home. Mm-hmm. $50 for me to get home. Barclays to my house. Like, they are raping.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I'm about to go back to black cars.
Because I have to learn
what the local taxi number is, because I'm not fucking around with them.
I think you definitely should check both.
I'm from the airport. Y'all know I live 14 minutes away.
Yeah, you can walk.
You should definitely. Yeah. You should definitely get Lyft, though. I feel like I said, I say that there's a significant difference, sometimes it'll literally be $20, $30.
The only reason, I don't even really use it when I was away, just because I didn't have a car, but I don't even use the service. I drive everywhere, and I don't even like to take the car. I don't even like to take an Uber to the airport. I just park at LAX. And I'll pay the fee. I'd rather pay the fee to park, because also it's very inconvenient to like take the shuttle to so that you could just text me. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah,
I'll be parking at the airport.
It's too much. It's ridiculous. It is. Like, and I mean, sometimes I'm very thankful for it too, just because it is very convenient.
Yeah.
Because I used it when I was home. I was home in Baltimore this past weekend, and the prices are just ridiculous, though. Like,
and it's everywhere. Yeah, it's not even like it's just like New York or anything.
When I arrived, like I got to Baltimore, it was like 5 p.m. I think this was a Thursday, 5 p.m. on a Thursday. To get to my parents' house, which is like Randallstown, which is like a 30-minute drive from downtown Baltimore to Randallstown, $80. And I was like, absolutely not. So you know what my ass did? I sat down and I ate my food. And I went and got me a goddamn drink.
So wait, I hate to be that person, but are y'all tipping on top of these expedited?
Absolutely not.
I never tip. So hell no.
I used to tip, but now it's quiet. I'm not tipping you.
Uh-uh. I'm sorry. I'm not tipping
that person who was raised in like hospitality business. That is like, I am the quintessential tipper. I tip forever.
Not on that. No, no.
It is literally in my bloodstream, but. No, I no longer tip for Uber, because
you had to do something real.
Fucking rate me.
You had to be a real amazing driver for me to tip. No shade. I'm sorry, but Uber and Lyft need to do a better job of compensating their fucking employees. Yeah. But there's an article I saw somewhere, and it's just basically how everything is essentially being taxed, because everything is trying to make up for the lost money that everybody lost. Yeah. And then there's less Uber drivers, which is apparently why it's also so high. I meant to find
less Uber drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know for sure in New York, because they cut it where people couldn't no longer apply for the license to get it for a while. At least I remember that before I left.
Wow.
Like, I think it was de Blasio. He put a hold on that because he was trying to limit the traffic that was happening in the city.
Oh, okay.
So they limited the people who could apply. Now, I don't know if they made adjustments to that in the world of COVID. They probably did, but I do remember that. And yeah, everybody is trying to tax. The airlines is taxing.
Oh, the airlines. They're playing a nasty game. That is a nasty game.
You mean I can't even get a fucking glass of wine in business class, bitch?
Wait, they're not doing that? What's
your fuck? So I got a Jack and Coke
business on American Airlines from Miami to LA, and I could not get a fucking glass of wine.
Oh, damn. You know,
come on over to Delta.
A fucking glass of wine. And I was like, oh, I'm giving y'all fucking. I'm now, yeah. now when y'all send me them emails about how was your trip, one, and I'm leaving a comment, I can't get alcohol.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, Delta serves alcohol now. They're back to serving alcohol.
So even the coach?
But I think it's just
comfort.
I think it's first and comfort.
Yeah.
I think it's
because I was able to get it in Comfort Plus, but the last time I flew Delta Coach, I wasn't able to get it. Now it's been
that. Because it's also free. No, I think you can. You just have to pay, because you know it's just free.
I was fine with paying. I was like, I just want a glass. I'm on a fucking 5-hour flight at 7 o'clock. Like, can I have a glass of wine, please, bitch? You're giving me fucking pretzels in a glass of water. It's not even bottled water. It's fucking tap.
Yeah. Ooh. Daryl looked like he's drinking.
I'm having some whiskey, but there are no cups in this
ghetto. I thought that was iced tea. I didn't know if it was ice. And I was like, the way he just drank it, I thought it was iced tea.
So, okay, you don't got to say it on air, like, to let
people know. Y'all, she just took a swig of this damn bourbon. Like, that shit was
Hi, everybody. There were no cups here. And so just had to do what I had to do.
I'm
right.
Really,
that's
right.
Balling.
Not everybody is balling on Instagram, like they show you on Instagram.
No, not over here, baby. I am price checking.
But, I'm sorry. No, there has to be a cup in that place someplace.
There's no cup. I will take you on a tour. There's
You actually are gonna have to complain about that. Now that's just insane.
It's insane.
There's no cup. I've never heard of that before.
I've never heard of that either. I checked everywhere. They even got a little bar cart and with no wine glasses.
A bar cart would, well, you know what? So what I learned in hotel stays is that they kind of started, they're probably still transitioning from the COVID. So they probably removed all of the, like, the hard cups and was only giving you plastic in your room for health parameters. And right, when they did the cleaning, they probably just forgot to give you your plastic cup or
in an Airbnb. That's wild.
Mind you, well, this Airbnb.
Is there a kitchen?
Oh, that's an Airbnb?
No, he's an Airbnb.
I thought he was in a hotel room.
No,
I mean, like, it kind of looks like one, but it's not one.
Oh, shit. Oh, they play.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm like, it's an Airbnb. That is not. You should complain.
Oh, it's giving complaint.
Yeah.
But I need to find something else, too, because just a cup and complain about a cup, I don't know.
Is there a kitchen?
No, there's no kitchen.
Are you sure you're not in a hostel?
Not hostel.
Oh my god.
I mean, they are a French, that is a French city.
Are you sure it's not a motel?
Oh no. Not a motel, bitch. Not a motel.
Not a prostitute room.
Okay, I'm at Kings on Bushwick.
It's giving by the hour, sis. Definitely
Kings on Bushwick.
It's definitely giving by the hour. Well, what else is going on in everybody's life? Didi's obviously traveling. Didi's on a world wedding tour
I'm on a world wedding tour. My sister is getting married. It's crazy. So we're in like full wedding season now. So this past weekend was her bridal shower. The theme was Taste the Rosé. So it was everything pink, brown, and bubbles.
Come on, themes.
Yeah, it was a cute theme. Everyone in the wedding party had to wear new colors, like nudes and browns and creams.
I love it. I love Black people in nude.
So cute.
Me too.
It was at our parents' house. They have a really nice backyard, so it was like perfect. We just like transformed the backyard and had like a little rosé lounge, had some tables out.
Cute.
But then there were also the cicadas.
I was about to say you had to go get the rosé because the cicadas attack somebody.
The cicadas.
I have heard nothing but horrible things about those things.
You know, the idea around cicadas is very interesting. The fact that they only come out every 17 years and they are in the ground just eating.
Shout out to 17. That's my pledge number.
Go off, sis.
I'm on 17.
Like the GG Money 17.
Hey,
that is
your name. Full circle. I love that.
That is weird.
But so yeah.
17 years, yeah.
So they don't do anything, but they are huge. And when they hit you, it hurts. And like if they like fly towards you and they hit you, like, so I would go running every day when I was home. And I literally would like be running into them sometimes because they can't
see. That's disgusting.
So they can't see. So they're just flying to like shadows and trying to like fall. Mm-hmm. It was the most.
Yeah, my mother said
they're basically underground, right? Like, for the 16 years that they are in hibernation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Then they come out, they only come out for a month when they come out.
But my mother said, I talked to her this morning, she said it's been longer than a month though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said every day she researches when they're leaving. But no. she said it's already been a month.
And so that was a thing too, like some people I think actually didn't come to the bridal shower because they were scared of cicadas. They're not that bad though, but people are legit afraid. Like people would hang out inside my parents' house.
Have you seen, and I saw this on like Shade Room, of like people, cars running into like light poles because of the cicadas. like them getting in cars. You know, my mother.
Because they got in the car.
Yeah, but my mother is. She told me she does not sit outside. Whether she's not. Yeah,
people don't sit outside. I didn't mind them. After a while, I got used to them. So if they landed on me, I would just like throw them, kind of thing. Yeah, like I would just pull them off of me and just throw them. Like,
see, no. I would have, I saw this like hilarious meme from this hairdresser who moved to Atlanta. And it's like this little boy freaking out. That would be me. There's no way
I would be legit freaking out. Like there were a couple people I put on my story that were like, you would have thought they caught the Holy Ghost because they didn't talk to
them. Oh, wait, was that one girl who was
there? Oh my God.
That was hilarious.
I know that it was a cicada.
And that was a cicada.
And I knew it was.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh no, I literally was like, I was like, a cicada hit her. Yeah,
it hit her back.
I was like, literally a cicada hit her. That's how, and they're
they are huge. They are the huge little, and then the male ones make noise. So when you like go close to them, they like start screaming. It's such a crazy concept.
Oh hell no! Let me stay over here, child. Right. There's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, I think they're only in like.
I ain't seen no cicada since.
Like Baltimore, DMV, like DC. I did hear someone in New York say they saw one, but I've never seen one out here.
Somebody must have brought it with them.
Yeah, she was like, she almost crashed something. I said she put it on her story. But I haven't seen one up here.
Yeah, wow. I hope not.
It's giving a horror movie, child. It's giving The Conjuring. It's giving Annabelle.
It's too much. It's too
That's
much.
That's too much.
And then they just come out, have sex, and make more babies that have to wait.
So they just come out the bug?
That's it.
Well, they also eat. They also eat the other bugs too. And then they shed their skin. You know, they leave all of their shed skin like around places as well. It's disgusting.
Wow. Starts looking like.
Yeah, I remember the last time they were. What was that? 17 years ago. And then I remember, I think when I was born, my mother said it was really bad, but ugh.
Yeah, I was in high school when they were out last time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 17 years ago.
I just ate myself. Wow.
Right, I know, same. Whatever. And then, G, you were in Miami.
I was in Miami, frolicking.
Come on, frolic.
Frolicking?
We love a frolic.
Yes, Mina.
Frolicking. You know, it was a fabulous time. Went down there. I wish I could have went to the fight, but I had to come back, so I missed the fight. But it was fun. I had a good
come
time.
On frolic, y'all. We love a frolic.
What was your favorite place that you went to
while I was there? I mean, are you prying? I'm like,
I'm not prying.
No, we were just asking. I just wanted to know. Inquiring minds wanted to know.
That was a simple question. Like.
Dead at Tierra's eyeball.
Let me watch out because I got a pimple. I had a pimple in a year and a half.
I have one on my forehead right now.
I've not had one in a year and a half. Like, defunds everything.
I didn't even see it, so it's all good.
Shit is a cystic too. So what's your favorite place?
I mean, probably the boat was like the favorite moment. I saw like a lot of what I love seeing down there. It was a lot of just Black people living life, you know, spending money, having nice things, hanging out, just like, you know, it was a blast. I think I saw so many people on fucking boats when I was down there, and I was like, I love it. Everyone was just like,
yeah, I love a boat day. I love
it. Yeah. And that was cool. And it affirmed that I absolutely need a boat in my life. I absolutely need one at some point. I'll know I've made it because them shits is like $1 million.
Right. It's the ultimate sign of wealth to me. It's literally the ultimate sign of wealth.
Yeah. Like, it is the ultimate sign because it is immediately a depreciating asset. However,
and it's used for leisure only.
Okay. Like,
although
you're not working on that.
The boat that we were on, it was owned by this man and his wife. And they have a couple boats, and they just, I guess, started their own business like after they retired. And so he'll drive, and it's like you can rent the boat. He'll drive it. His wife becomes the like. On
deck maid or whatever.
Yes, whatever you call it. Yeah, she was that, made drinks, got snacks and all of that shit.
I have heard of that too, like, of like people doing and that. Like, yeah.
Okay, this makes sense. So you can make a little bit of money off
but think about, but keep in mind also, even when you're not using it, like granted it's Miami, so somebody's always gonna use it. But let's say you're in like a cold place and it's stored for 5 months and no one can use it. And you have to pay.
And a boat in New York, a boat in New York City, you got, or on the East Coast, you got hella fucking bread.
Yeah, you have because to. You can
only operate that shit for 5 months and then it's
it's barely.
Yeah.
That's like three.
And it's quiet.
Mom trying to be nosy and see Jesse.
She is acting up, child. We're at the age where I cannot like not give her attention for longer than 30 minutes.
You know what that means.
Second shoe that she brought me to put them on.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, I don't know, but they say that's why you got to give them a sibling.
The silence.
I'm not opposed to having another child. I'm really not. There are just so many things that have to be in place. Like, I feel like I need to be paid for it. Like, I feel like I need a physical check to go through what I went through a second time. And y'all be seeing the tweets, the shit about you losing your teeth, your vision. My teeth, you know how many fucking cavities I had? My mother lost teeth. My grandmother doesn't have any teeth. So it's like a hereditary thing about your teeth. Well, like my teeth is going down the fucking drain. And a lot of that comes from being a parent, like being a mom.
What?
There's nothing you can do about it.
You know what?
Eyesight, shit. I got an anal fissure. Like there's so many things that happens to you. So it's like when you think about doing it again, it's like, no, bro. Okay, I gotta leverage this.
Like, no, she said, my sister said paid. I heard that. I know that's right. You
paid me. It's gonna treat me like a surrogate.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right.
A boo-boo check, you gotta spend a real check.
And then it's like, yes, you'll have a sibling, but that sibling is like doesn't matter until that sibling is like one
old enough.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like
stuff, yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Well, in our chat, the good sis, Alyssa, sent over a post that we wanted to discuss. And so someone posted, this was a conversation on Twitter, is closure real? Or do you want to hear them say they didn't mean to hurt you? They love you and are sorry, so it won't make you feel bad for secretly desiring to still be with them after all that they have done to you. The disrespect was the closure and the confirmation you needed. Oh yeah, that's the only post. I mean, that was the only part of it.
I think I might agree with how that ended. Like, I'm not a fan of closure. I don't think closure is needed when people break up. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe if you're in a long-term relationship and there are some things that you need to discuss to kind of like part ways or something. But like, when I've dealt with people in the past, I didn't need a closure of like, why didn't this work, or like, what could we have done differently? But I could see that probably being needed in a long-term situation.
Yeah, I think it depends, right? I think like a situation, and sometimes honestly, you even still want it from that. Let's say if you're like really vibing and somebody ghosts you or something, and you know, like most people probably think it's like something they did, or you know, you blame yourself for something. I think if you're able to get it in a manner that is productive and helpful, then by all means, yes. It's not always possible. I think especially in a long-term relationship, like it helped me to kind of be like, oh, okay, so it wasn't, you know, also, especially in a long-term relationship, there's things that happen that you think one way, the other person thinks this way, and none of it's true.
Right.
So to kind of hear in a, I guess, unfiltered point of view from that person that you are with. It's like, oh, okay. So then I think you can hopefully, like I said, you can do better. Now, does that always happen? Absolutely not. And you still have to be able to, you know, move forward if you don't get it. But, ooh, child, she kind of dragged the girl.
The big thing is like, why are we having this conversation now? We could have had this in the relationship and it perhaps would have worked.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's, both of y'all made very good points. And I think it really just speaks to like communication breakdowns.
Yeah.
Not everyone, most people I think I realized are inadequate communicators. And so you reach out for this idea of closure because that wasn't happening in the relationship, regardless of whatever the manner of the relationship would have been. You know, you come to an agreement, or maybe y'all don't come to an agreement, but someone is saying like, hey, this isn't working for me. They still communicated that, you know, irregardless of whatever reason you decided not to continue. I know I'm never going to not say that word, but
I just love it regardless. Like, once I said it, like, I was like, smile. Like,
put it in the goddamn dictionary already. Okay. Put it in there. It's AAV. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is it?
The first time I heard it was from a white girl. So, and I was like, what? That is not a word.
Yeah, regardless to what people normally think, it came from a white person.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what is she talking? She was so strong and wrong. And I had to check, child. I was like, I did not think that was a word, but let me check because she was strong and wrong. But anywho.
Have you ever successfully gotten closure from a situation? And did it or did it not end in sex?
Right, because that's what closure is.
But that is a closing statement. I have had closure and it ended with sex. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not sitting here. I closed.
See?
That's some Scorpio shit. But yeah. Yes.
Not yes. Yeah, I think I have had it and it did not lead to sex. And I just was able to like have a conversation because again, most people cannot effectively communicate while in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's not only until you are apart that you can be really honest with that person and say all the things that, yeah, you should have fucking said, but yet you didn't. So then it's like, you know, and some, I mean, sometimes it do lead to that, child, but you know, that's also not closure.
What if it's just a goodbye?
Okay, Blackstreet.
I do not recommend it. I don't think you should have sex with a person.
But
after I did, I was like, I am really, that was like the nail in the coffin.
What if you do and then it's amazing and then you're back in the circle?
I haven't experienced that.
I have, and that's why I had to leave that closure shit alone. Yeah, I was like, oh, this isn't working.
Got it. Fair.
And that's low key. That's why I'm like, that's not closure, because then it's like, because then you think, oh, so we talked, everything should be good. So now and all you do is just go back on that exact same hamster wheel that you've already done. Closure is closing something and putting it to bed. Like, it's not like, oh, we had this conversation and let's move forward. That ain't close. That's good. That's communication. Not right. That's not closure. Like, that's why I was like, that having sex after a conversation, like you said, if it's bad, maybe that is, but there has to be a caveat to that. Cause like I said, if it's good, you're just gonna be like, oh, well, damn, we talked and now it's all good. I don't want to let this go.
Bad sex. It was just
or unnecessary.
It was good sex. I just realized that this is not what I want. Like, I do not want to go back into this cycle with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with you anymore.
So it sounded like this kind of was a band-aid in the relationship.
Huh?
It sounded like sex was a band-aid in the relationship.
I don't know. Possibly. I don't know that it was a band-aid. I would say that it was a connecting tool, but I'm not against saying that it wasn't, because it probably could have been.
Right. Well, I was just trying to think, because when that statement,
it was something that I didn't want to be a part of anymore.
Yeah, or I think
them being out of my life.
I think it could also just be that at some point you would hope to get to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of going back and forth. And again, going on this constant, this eternal wheel of not going anywhere. Right. And
this then once that happened. That I didn't talk to for like 2 years. Like it was a complete like.
Yeah. So, you know, and then you're different people, you know, you're completely different people after, especially that after 2 years, I think. And it could be that, right? But it could be a Band-Aid. It could just be, oh, now we are ready to move on from each other. And now it just so happened the timing is right. And now it happened. I don't think there's also like one way for it to happen.
Yeah.
It's hard though. It's hard, child. Yeah.
Relationships are hard in general. And I don't think closure is easy. Closure is probably the hardest fucking part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Like when you realize this person that you've been with all this time, you're having a conversation because y'all are like exiting each other's lives. That's sad. It's kind of sad. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, like, and I have been so like, I'll never, this is like 5 years ago. And somebody low key, had somebody ever given you closure, like gave you unnecessary information that you didn't want and basically said in so many words why it wasn't going to work. And then you're like, word, never again. You just told me why it's gonna work, and then you fucking end up back on the same hamster wheel. Now that ain't closure, child. That's stupidity, but
that's self-hate.
Yeah,
it happens. I remember. I had to delete those text messages. I was like, and I remember I kept them to make myself feel stupid. Ooh. And then I was like, no, I feel really stupid actually. Stupid in love.
Well, I'm glad you got somebody who worships you, girl. Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Who's on the other side?
Okay. I'm dead. Yeah, that was, you know, we all have to go through our shit, basically.
Yeah. Mm. We do.
And it was on BBM, so you know it was a long time ago.
My Lord, not BBM, bitch. You tried, how was you keeping that? What you downloaded
the PDF? That was my next question.
You know there's a BBM app on iPhone.
So we got a listener question. That's you how people
be doing their fuck shit, huh?
Yep.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, there really is a BBM. Yeah, there's a BBM
app. Let me make sure that app ain't on my damn phone.
Right? I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, ma'am.
My friend phone.
We're not even going to do that to you, sis. Did he read the listener question?
You called it out. Kyle, she the ops.
Not all heroes.
But listen, you want to know the full details of what the fuck is going on, I will talk about it on the Patreon.
Okay. Hey, everybody. What happened? Sorry. Oh, no. All right. Oh, no. Oh, what's she done get into?
Knocking stuff down.
Okay. Sign up for the Patreon, y'all. This is the app for the Patreon. Make sure we got 4 levels of that thing. There is exclusive videos, exclusive content.
Yeah.
So just make sure you sign up for our Patreon where we really talk about all the fuck shit that's really going on.
Mm-hmm. We have a guest.
We got a guest now.
Got a guest because the guest will not sit down and leave me alone so that I could do something that revolves not me attending to her.
And the guest looks so innocent. Hi, Jesse.
Say hi.
Now she being shy.
No, she mad because she bust her ass on the she was trying to climb up on the chair and she bust her ass and now she's
that mad. Was her. Oh my gosh, now she. She is quiet as a church mouse now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told her stop climbing on that shit. And you know when kids when they don't listen to you and then they realize something happens and then they should have listened.
And she was probably shook too. She probably fell.
Oh, this is giving shook. It's giving embarrassed.
The face is giving so shook. Like my sister's shook. Hopefully, Jesse, like closure. You learn it's not real. Like.
Well, Jesse, I'm about to read this letter. Sorry, what is the listener letter? Don't listen, Jesse. Cover your ears, baby. Hey, dolls. A day one fan of the show here. I need some of Dee Dee's advice. Okay. Oh, hey. And I'm asking him specifically because y'all other two might read me and I ain't asked for that.
Oh, I'm dead.
That's personal.
I'm dead.
Anyway, I went on a gate. Not a gate. I went on a date with a guy. It was a little tongue twister there. A while back that went pretty good in my eyes. We had great conversations, some laughs, even rubbed on each other a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean little. It was very PG-13 though. The thing is, we never went out again. We still interact on socials, and I have admittedly tried to kiki my way into his drawers, but nothing straight up. I used to think this was the man of my dreams. I mean, he kind of still is, but now I feel like I need some dick as a consolation prize. I put in too much effort. Okay, not really, but it has been more effort than it should have been. Do you think I should be straight up and tell him I'm trying to sample some of that thing he got, or should I let the idea of him go? Okay, so there's a lot in here. We're gonna start with the social and the kiki your way into his drawers. Girl, just respond to his stories. Like, if you already watch his stories, there you go. Just be in his DMs that way. Let him know what you're trying to do. Just be very straight up. I mean, it's summertime. Do what you want to do. Get these niggas. Get to the niggas. That's my advice. I mean, you only live once. Have fun.
You know, I'm pussy, so I don't think I wouldn't say that.
Have fun.
Yeah. I've never been straightforward about stuff like that. I'm horrible with that.
But I think you can beat around the bush with straightforward.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you like drop innuendos, but they already hung out, right?
Yeah, they already hung out before. They, you know, they was touching and feeling the last time they hung out.
To me, anything done in like, let's say that I want to be serious about but don't know how to do, I do it in like a joking manner.
Right.
So let's say, you know, y'all are out or whatever and be like, what that thing working with? Or I don't know, something. I don't know why that was the first thing that popped into my head.
But I mean, that was one of the things that the listener said. She said to sample some of that thing.
Yeah, like make a joke like that, right? And then
no, see. Don't say no eggplants and no stupid bullshit. But
yeah, like, no, like the tongue emoji. Ooh, no. Ooh. Not that, but I think, you know, like making jokes and little like right. Those. I mean, you probably should just be direct, but I've just never, I don't know, I've just personally never done that. But it's also because I'm not, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm not good at being direct, which also probably says a lot more about me, but whatever.
That's all right. Not everyone can small be like a
small A.
A small A, yes. Not that's everyone can be a an aggressor, yeah. You know, when it comes to like.
Come on. People just want to be courted. I think that's what part of what it is too.
And that's literally me. And yeah. I'm not aggressive when it comes to that at all.
Right, like, but based off of this letter, it sounds like she's a bit aggressive. And if you are aggressive, baby, lean into that. Some men like that.
True.
I'm sorry. But I was a little confused because there was one thing that said like he was the man of my dreams. Like, what do you mean by that?
See, this is why she asked you. You're reading already.
And are you? I just have questions.
Go ahead.
I'm dead.
You know, so if this is the man of your dreams, are you settling for only asking for sex?
Oh.
You know, because you didn't see each other again. And if that's the case, then I don't think you should indulge. Because if you genuinely like this person, I don't think you should sell yourself short by only giving yourself only having sex. And you know, I'm sex positive, fuck whoever, whatever, whenever. Right. But the man of my dreams or whatever, that kind of threw me a little bit. So it's like, mm-hmm. If you really like this person, it's okay to lean into that. And it's also okay to give, to say full stop, you know, because if you aren't giving me that same energy, what am I gonna just settle for fucking you for? Unless you're okay with that for. You know, like, that's cool too. But man of my dreams, it tinged me a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder what that is. Like, to your point, you bring up a good point, G.
But that's a great point.
It's like, what makes him the man of your dreams? Is it based off how he looks, how he treated you in that one date, like what he has to offer? Like, what in your dreams are you seeing? Exactly.
And I think also, yeah, what do you want? Like, if you just want a little, you know, fuck buddy, then by all means, you know, I guess say that. But yeah, I think if also, like, also, there's nothing wrong, you know, like, fake, like, like taking it slow, you know, and like they're really assessing if you like a person, because there's also no rush, you know. I get it, you know, your hormones, and we're trying to defund summer. I'm literally gonna start a petition. But you know, summer's here. Yeah, summer is here. We have time, so there's really also no rush to just, you know, sample that thing immediately.
Okay. Summer is here. It's crazy. It's actually still spring, but summer is quickly approaching, and I am with
bipolar as well.
It's summer in New York already.
I'm only going out every other weekend. With my new...
Not every other weekend.
You're only going out every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'm done going out. I mean, I'm lying, but like,
<going out. laughs> I mean, the thing is, like, we was doing this, but in 2019, bro. Like, how did we make this happen?
Yeah,
I left work, and my friend was like, "Do you want to go eat?" And I was like, "How did I ever do anything after work?"
Maybe we was just spending all this money and we didn't know because that was the way life was. But also, yeah,
I think so.
Our capitalist, like, systemic progress, like, it was, you were up at 6 or 7 or whatever. You was on a train, taking 2 trains to work. You was in the office by 9:30 meeting. Bare all fucking day, going out to have drinks, going to an event, going to see a man after, like, I can't even.
And then doing it all over again the next day.
And then going out in the weekend.
I don't know. I don't know how I was.
Can we do it?
No, I've only been in the office for 2 days. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted listening to that routine.
Exhausted. And I was like, how do we do this? Like, mind you, I got home at 6 and was like, I was like, how in the world did I used to do this every day? I was like, I'm so tired. I literally was like, oh my
God. Damsel in distress.
I was like, I'm so tired. It was definitely damsel in distress. Yeah. Definitely.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Do we have a quote for today?
We do.
What's that quote going? What's that quote? We just gonna end it with defund summer. Shit.
I actually love that as the quote.
I love that. Defund summer.
The fucking quote.
Shit. I see y'all on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm over. I'm fucking over. But I got a little bit more positive one if the dogs want that.
Okay. What you got for him, G?
As you focus on clearing your generational trauma, do not forget to claim your generational strengths. Your ancestors gave you more than just and this is also why Tierra always picks the quote.
Hey, yo, Oprah, and this quote. Make sure y'all tap into y'all generational strengths now.
I like pulling up my Instagram real quick, like, what's the first thing I see?
Generational stress.
Tap into your generation. But that's real, though. We always talk about trauma. Let's reach back into that and get to what the strengths, the jewels, the gems that our ancestors left us with. They left us with more than wounds. They really did.
They did. They really did.
And also defund the summer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I mean, in my family, they were some cooks, and I'm mad I don't got some of them recipes. I need to talk to my mama. And
be like, oh, really?
Recipes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, reach back, y'all, and get them strengths.
Okay, y'all.
All right. See y'all.
Love y'all so much.
Bye.
Bye.